The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the selfie culture. Now, as soon as I looked at this topic, I sort of mentioned to myself, well, we're going to talk about the satanic selfie culture. We know that Satan is just on a rampage here in America, deceiving many, so many people have turned their back on the faith, and we need a great new great awakening. But we're excited because Paul Say is here. He's the senior associate of Plugged In, and he's been part of the Plugged In staff since all the way back to 2007. Boy, that almost seems like, creation.
And watching, it really does.
Watching and reviewing roughly 15 quintillion movies. I don't even know if I could spell that, much less say it, but I got it out, and television shows. No, he writes for a lot of other publications, including Time Magazine, Washington Post, Christianity Today. He's written a lot of books. He loves to find spirituality in unexpected places. A lot of that can happen out in Colorado Springs. It's just so beautiful out there, including popular entertainment, and he loves to do all things superhero. He loves dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's right, James Bond films. Mountain Dew. Well, that'll give you a buzz. I hear that Mountain Dew is good stuff for late in the day. And B-grade movies. Hey, he's married with two children and a neurotic dog that goes along with the Mountain Dew. Runs marathons on occasion and hopes someday own his own tuxedo. And, Paul, maybe we can work on that tuxedo. But, brother, it's good to have you back with us here on the Bill Bunkley Show.
Man, I'm always thrilled to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for your service to us and Focus on the Family, man. That is just that's dedication. And as you're modeling Christ as an ambassador, both there at Focus and in your home life and your family life, we just thank you that we can plug in with you, pardon the pun, to really get a focus on what's going on. So, there's an oxymoron here, and that is, let's talk about staying healthy and using social media. Is that even possible?
It's not easy these days. It really isn't, because I think social media has its place, right? I think that it's good to keep in touch with people who live across the country. It's good to connect with people who might have similar interests. But one of the problems is that we spend so much time on it, and social media is sort of designed to make you spend a lot of time with it. It can be really absorbing. And sometimes we forget actually to connect with people who are right in our very own house because we spend so much time with a lot of these social media services.
Well, I tell you what, I think about days back in the 50s and 60s when I was raised, and when Dad came home, Mom didn't work. Well, we all kind of sat around the living room and watched the black and white TV, one news source for the day. And maybe John Wayne was on a little bit later on in the evening, or maybe it was an opportunity on Sunday night to plug in with some of those popular movies. But today, we take a picture of an average family, and if they're even sitting in the same room, they've all got their smartphones or their pads in their hands. Talk about that.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the thing that is so amazing but really, really frustrating about our culture is that you have so many screens, right? We walk around with these screens in our pockets all day long. When you look at teens, studies have shown that it's the very first thing they look at in the morning. They look at their phones. The very last thing they look at night is their phones. And they look at it often throughout the entire evening. So a lot of times you don't get very much sleep when you're a teen, and teens need a lot of sleep. You just have these ever-present screens that take us into these places, oftentimes places that are not necessarily very good for us to go. You have a lot of content that can be very, very questionable, very, very sinful even, but it's there with us all the time because we can't get away from the screens. That's an issue that I think every family is dealing with. I know that, so many moms and dads are just saying, how do I keep my kids from spending all their time buried in their phones? And that can be a very tricky issue, especially when moms and dads are spending just as much time with the phones as their kids are.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're modeling it. There's no doubt about that. And as we're talking today, I want to remind you that if you want to go right now, keep listening, but right now you can go to PluggedIn.com. That's PluggedIn.com. And today we're talking about senior associate editor, Paul Say, who's with us this afternoon, and he's certainly a lot more senior than I am on these issues. Now, I want to talk about something. You know, sin is right there, right out of the box when you talk about social media. Now, one of the great sins in life is for us to be looking horizontally, left and right, and judging ourselves by others and not just judging ourselves looking up to Christ and what he wants from us. And so today with social media where everybody's lying and dying, I mean, so Facebook is the liar's page. Let's just call it like it is, okay? You got all these glamour shots. You got this, that, and now you can have your own app where you look terrible, hit a button, you look like you're right off of a, you know, Sunset Strip or something. Talk about that, because the tremendous pressure it puts on young people. And let me tell you, Christians as well. Hello, you hear me out there? Christians as well. Oh, I can't believe. Can you believe they can't afford that car? Oh, would you look at that? Look at that dog. That's an $8,000 dog. Paul, talk about that, because all we do is let Satan put us in the cul-de-sac or one of those hamster cages with a thing going round, 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 round. And we get all worked up about things that don't mean a thing. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's very, very true, especially when you're talking about selfie culture. You know, I think that when you talk about, I think you hit the nail right exactly on the head when you're talking about how so often we're looking at ourselves, we're looking at how we look in social media. Studies have shown that the average person takes about 450 selfies a year. That goes up a great deal when you're talking about teens who are very social media aware, who want to have their best pictures up on Instagram, want them to have them on Facebook. You have people who are taking pictures of themselves 10, 20, 30 times a day to find that very, very perfect selfie that they can post online. This is obviously a problem. Just talking spiritually, when we are asked as Christians, as believers, to really look outward, to look at people outside ourselves, to bring help to a hurting world, to reach out to people who need us, to love the people around us really well. Selfie culture, there's nothing inherently wrong with selfies, but when you take a lot of them, it immediately causes you to look at yourself. It causes you, by definition, to have all your attention focused in on yourself. Studies have shown that oftentimes when we focus so much on ourselves, especially with our cameras, it can lead to some really serious health problems. Those selfies that you take, because you're taking them to find that perfect shot, you're naturally looking for those imperfections in you. You're looking for, what does this shot make my nose look like? What does this shot make my skin look like? You pick at yourself and you find those imperfections that probably no one else ever sees. And it leads to anxiety. It can lead to self-esteem problems. It can even lead to depression. And taking a lot of selfies additionally can become an actual addiction.
Well, you know what, parents? If you want your kids to run for narcissist of the world, You just let them take all those selfies. You just let them answering all, a little sideline here, all those challenges on TikTok. We're talking about, I like to call it, the satanic selfie culture, where it's all me, 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 look, 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 take my picture. Now, you know, let's be honest. The selfie culture has been with us long before we had cell phones. Because, you know, the people that are looking in the mirror like every 15 minutes and prepping every 15 minutes. So the selfie look has been out there, but now it's magnified with the selfies. Now, the other thing that happens, Paul, is with selfies, we get so much into the selfies and the comparison. We can spend hours doing that. And let me just tell you, when I was a young lad, we lived on about a half an acre. And boy, we had a river nearby. We had a lake nearby. We had all sorts of things that we could do. And so I was outside with the guys. I mean, we used to play combat. And I know today you're teaching your kids to be absolutely terrorists. But no, I remember something called combat. And Vic Morrow was the sergeant. He was a hero. So we relived all those heroes. So even one day, you know, I had boundaries. You can't go here, here, and here. Don't ride your bike. And so, Paul, I had one day where I went beyond the boundary. I went into a lake, fell into a lake, and I didn't realize it wasn't a lake with a bank. It was a burrow pit.
And it
dropped off to 12 feet, and I really didn't know how to swim yet. I almost died, and God saved the dog paddle, and I was able to pull myself out. But I say all of that, I look back at my life, it was an adventure. I got to pull teeth to get my 16-year-old and even the last few years to go do something out in the yard and go do something. Talk about that, because the quality of life for kids today is not what it was in the years that I grew up.
I think that's absolutely true. You know, I think that one of the things that happens with our culture today, that again, researchers have found to be true, is that we tend to live a lot of our lives behind our phones, right? We are entertained by our phones. We are entertained by our screens. It becomes a huge problem. And even when we're out doing something, sometimes our screens jump up and sort of take the place of really experiencing the whatever we're doing, and that can be an issue. You know, you've seen the concerts where everybody's holding up their phones. You see the football games where people are watching the game on their screens, as they're in the stadium. And so we are taken away from the life that I think God wants us to live, the full joy and pleasure of life, this gift that we've been given.
So Paula, say, talk about the fact, let's look at Satan. The last thing he wants you to do is have a quality, balanced life in the Lord. And so he is the author of substitutes. And so he's got everybody in this substitute, because everybody's all over future electronics. But it is, when we look at what's happening in America, and we look at the forces that are at play here in terms of this country going to socialism, this country for two or three decades adopting Marxism and some of our teachers' unions, and we got a country now that it's woke, and we got a church right here a school right here in Valrico that's making the national news because they're teaching their kids based on biblical values, and they have been unloaded upon by the LGBTQ community. So talk about that, because this is all part of, I think, of a grand plan to absolutely dismantle America and the life that we know it as it appears here. Talk about that, because they want the kids, don't they?
Well, I think that there is some truth to that. I think that when you are talking about all this culture, it's a great medium to spread what you believe is important, right? What you want to communicate. And as parents, I think that we always need to be very mindful of the messages that our kids are getting. I think that when it comes down to what we need to deal, how we need to deal with social media, when we deal with all of these screens that we have, I think the parents really have to take a really hard look about how their kids are using them, and almost more importantly is how much they're using them, and put some common sense boundaries on how they use their phones and when. I think that a lot of really great families, they put some strong limits. No phones at the dinner table, no phones when you're talking with people. If possible, it's great to take the phones away from your kids in the evening, because, again, it can really cause some havoc when it comes to trying to get your kids and teens to sleep well. And be really mindful of just those influences that are coming through the screens. As we know, the world that we live in, it doesn't have the barriers that we had when we were kids.
That's right.
It's almost like the world is a lot like that lake that you fell into. There's no real bank, and it's so easy to fall in. So you need to be very mindful of what your kids might be falling into. And if it's problematic, you got to be able to pull them out.
Great word. By the way, that website is pluggedin.com. There you can hook up with Paula Say, Senior Associate Editor at Plugged In. And of course, focusonthefamily.com. You can also access it from that website as well, and a great amount of teamwork there. So we got about 2 minutes left. Paula Say, let's talk about mom and daddy. Okay. First of all, if you're going to start cutting back your kids, get ready, because it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. Number two, monkey see, monkey do. So today, oftentimes, parents are as buried in their cell phones as their kids are. And so at the time where you ought to be free in the evening to be able to, hey, how was your day, son? How was your day, daughter? And listen to them and then give them encouragement. But, you know, so often parents don't realize they're out of touch. You got about a minute and 40 seconds. Talk to these parents about getting in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when you were talking about this social media, when you're talking about these screens, it's so important to be mindful of how you are interacting with social media yourself. It is absolutely critical. Your kids, your sons and daughters, are watching what you do. You are still the biggest influence in their lives. All the screens that they're watching, all the messages they're getting elsewhere, nothing compares to the messages that mom and dad give their kids. They are still the biggest influence in a child's life. Even when you think your kids aren't listening to you, they are. So be mindful that your kids are watching you, and they're watching how you use your technology. They're watching how you use your phone. And if you're telling your kids that they need to put their phones down, they will be looking for signs of hypocrisy in how you use your technology as well. So it's really critical to be very mindful of the message that you're sending, not only what you're saying to your kids, but what your actions show to your kids.
Folks, you need to listen to what Paul Assay says. Did you catch that? You got to listen to what Paul Assay says. He's Senior Associate Editor of PluggedIn.com. He knows of what he's talking about. To find out more about this and other issues at FocusOnTheFamily.com, I highly recommend you visit those sites. And by the way, chip in when you can. But Paul Assay, thank you so much for being with us. You're so informative, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Really a pleasure. Anytime.
God bless you, my friend.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.